everybody. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat recap of the week. This is Dan Butler, and I am representing our Iowa Ed Chat team tonight, along with Andrea Townsley and Colin Wicken. I am flying solo tonight on this podcast, so I will do what I can to keep this lively and engaging for you. So we're going to spend a couple of minutes tonight and each week recapping the weekly Twitter discussion and point you in the direction of the archive to continue your conversation and reflection throughout the week. This week, you can find our Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat October 8. Our topic tonight was authentic learning and creativity in the classroom. The focus was on searching for learning opportunities that truly engage kids inside and outside of the classroom. It was a lively and busy discussion. You will not want to miss some of the thoughts that were shared. So I'm going to dig right into it and capture a couple of highlights from question 4, which said, "It has been argued that extracurricular activities are some of the best classrooms in the PK-12 environment. Your thoughts?" So Zach Korth chimed in and says, "Absolutely, especially if you coach. It's another relationship avenue to learn more about students, to teach them how to work through differences together, strategize, goal set, and build communication. What else? Perseverance, patience, hard work. Any other adjectives I'm missing?" And Jacob Brindle says, "Extracurriculars provide the most organic venue for emergent leadership and followership." Thinking about this question, I tend to agree. It's just an amazing opportunity, whether I'm participating in a football team, whether I'm in the school play, whether I play an instrument outside of the school, whether I'm in a club, whatever that happens to be. It is an opportunity, in my opinion, for students to be part of something bigger than themselves, to feel that sense of belonging and purpose. And those outside activities just cannot be undersold. They are great spaces for learning. They are great spaces for connection. So that was just one of our highlights from tonight, one of the questions that we wanted to highlight and capture for you this evening. Be sure to check out this archive. Visit our website to take a look at more of the nuggets from tonight's discussion. Want to thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight for our Iowa Ed Chat recap. It's been a quick one this evening. You can find, once again, the Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat October 8. We will be back next week with another Iowa Ed Chat with another great topic. Also, check out our website to find all of our archives, live shows, podcasts, and our contact information. Again, you can find that website, tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. And please subscribe to us, to this podcast on Podomatic, on iTunes. We really look forward to connecting with you in the future on all of these different channels. Until next time, everyone, be the change. Good night.